Number 4.
A hero student in the Florida shooting rampage is going to be suing the school system. From USA Today, the lawyer for a Florida teen shot 5 times in the bloody rampage at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School has given notice of what would have been the first lawsuit filed against Broward County officials stemming from the February 14th tragedy. Anthony Borges, he's 15 years old. He was hailed a hero by classmates who said he was attempting to close and lock their classroom door when he was shot twice in the torso and 3 times in the legs. His attorney, Alex Arezia, said in a letter, he said, the failure of Broward County Public Schools and of the principal and school resource officer to adequately protect students, and in particular our client, from life-threatening harm was were unreasonable, callous, and negligent. Such action or inaction led to the personal injuries sustained by my client. The notice of intent to file claim was sent to the county, Sheriff Scott Israel, School Superintendent Robert Runcie, and the State Financial Risk Management Division. Sheriff Israel was among those who lauded Anthony's heroics in the days following the shooting. His office even tweeted a photo of Israel standing next to Anthony's hospital bed with him, with the caption, the sheriff was honored to visit Anthony, 15, in the hospital.
Now, this wasn't the reason why we brought Lawyer Extraordinaire into studio this morning. That's coming up. But since we're on here, this idea that the Broward County schools failed to go and adequately protect students, that seems really like sort of a very broad view of trying to have a lawsuit here. I mean, I imagine there's got to be some level of, I don't want to say accountability on the parent's part, but you send your kid to school, you know, what responsibility does the school have to keep your kid safe in a situation that's so out of the norm like this?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime something like this happens, you know, some just the way it is these days, someone's going to get sued. You know, I know that I think there's probably going to be I haven't looked at the complaint, but perhaps the allegations are that this, you know, the school didn't do enough. I mean, I know we know that there are some security measures out there that other schools are doing that perhaps weren't in place there. I'm curious why it's just mentioning the school district. I would think that the sheriff's office would be, you know, defendant number one in this, considering you had 4 of them hiding outside in the bushes.
Yeah, yeah, you know? not going in, taking up their whatever position they were taking.
But. Yeah, the thing is too, when you're dealing with, you know, local units of government, which, you know, public school is going to be part of that, the sheriff's office, there are statutes out there that do provide immunity from tort claims. So we'll see how far this goes, because there's sometimes, and maybe that's why the sheriff isn't included, but sometimes there are these local government bodies are basically protected against negligence claims.
Yeah.
So.
Number 5.
Kellyanne Conway has been found to have violated the Hatch Act. Appearing in her official capacity, Conway endorsed and advocated against political candidates, referring its findings to President Trump for appropriate disciplinary action. The violations occurred during 2 television appearances in 2017, one on Fox News' Fox and Friends and one on CNN's New Day. The Office of Special Counsel said, while the Hatch Act allows federal employees to express their views about candidates and political issues as private citizens, it restricts employees from using their official government positions for partisan political purposes, including by trying to including by trying to influence partisan elections. Ms. Conway's statements during the Fox and Friends and New Day interviews impermissibly mixed official government business with political views about candidates in the Alabama special election for U.S. Senate.
Before we get to the legal part of this, I had to laugh because I hopped on the internets yesterday on Twitter, just because I knew what I was going to see, but I just wanted to feel good about myself being able to predict this so easily. And instantly, right, it was like, we got her! It's just every single time something like, you know, with like Nunberg yesterday, we got him! Got him. You know, Kellyanne Conway, we got her! So, you know, we'll go to Lawyer Extraordinaire. Did they get her?
No.
Thanks for coming in, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. See you later, guys.
Good to see you.
Not any more than what we got, you know, the Republicans got Obama's HUD secretary when he endorsed it, when he said something in pro-Hillary Clinton during the campaign.
Yeah.
This act isn't enforced. It's a joke. I mean, the Hatch Act, it was passed. Interestingly enough, I was reading the history on this after I talked with Drew yesterday. It was passed because there were local Democrat groups that were using employees of the old Works Progress Administration back in the Roosevelt days for political activities. So the Democrats started, were kind of using using federal employees for congressional races, and that was the impetus for this. But in theory, it bars an executive branch employee of a certain level from engaging in political activities. There's this Office of Special Counsel, which is not Robert Mueller. There's actually an office called Office of Special Counsel. They investigate it, but it's sent on to the president for disciplinary action. Well, I don't think President Trump is going to discipline Kellyanne Conway any more than Obama had, disciplined any of his employees that did this. And the only difference is the media is reporting this one versus the previous when it's Democrats in the White House, then they just ignore it.
Yeah,
so
they ignore it and scoff at it when it's a Democrat that does it. And it's just, oh, they're just being part. Well, the whole premise of the act is partisan in nature.
Right.
It exists so one party can sort of ding the other.
Yeah. Look at what the allegation was. Okay, so she went on Fox and Friends and I think, CNN on another occasion and said that the president doesn't want a liberal Democrat becoming senator in Alabama. Okay.
Wow. Really?
So stating what everybody knows to be the case.
Let me put on my shocked face.
I know. And so that's what was intended by the Hatch Act. The Hatch Act, this is why when if you're from anybody that's, when you have, members of Congress, their staff, it has to be, if they want to campaign for their member, they have to do it on their own time. It's not being done from the office buildings and everything.
Right.
And when they're in their official, day. Those are the kinds of things that the Hatch Act is trying to prohibit in the executive branch.
Utilizing the power that your office has.
Going on a news station and saying that the president doesn't want the candidate from the other party to be elected, to me is so far away from what the Hatch Act was intended to prevent. But the media is going to run with it, and the president's detractors are going to act like this is the latest thing.
Yeah. So they didn't get her, is what you're saying.
No. I mean you really think the President Trump is going to do? I mean, he'll throw this in the wastebasket and go on with his day.
As he should. It's ridiculous. I mean, she went on a news show and shared her opinion. She didn't utilize any power that she has to try to benefit the Roy Moore or harm his opponent. In any way. She just went on a news show. She was asked a question and answered. I can't imagine that the intent behind this act, as you said, was to restrict that.
No, not at all.
Silly. You know, it's fascinating too. We've got a story at 8:30 this morning, and it's out of the Charlotte Observer, going back to the protest that took place with the Nazi rally and all that. It turns out that the anti-Trump group there ended up being duped by Russians that kind of started that whole thing off, and we'll bring you the details on that. The reason I bring it up is because this to me serves as a really, really good example of how we do it to ourselves. I mean, the Russians may be trying to go and divide us, but we're doing it to ourselves. This Kellyanne Conway story, again, yesterday, it was dominating Twitter. It was trending number one on Twitter, all these people with all these comments, and yet, as you just laid out, Jeff O'Brien, it's a nothing burger. It'll fall by the wayside, but now that whole group of anti-Trumpers has just one more little notch in their argument arsenal when they go and lay out their claims against this administration of the GOP. Well, that Kellyanne Conway was in violation of the Hatch Act.
And I mean, sounds bad.
Yeah, just add to the list.
I mean, the Hatch Act? Really?
Right? I mean, the Hatch Act, for
seriously,
crying out loud.
Wow. I don't know what that is, but it sounds bad.
People have gone to prison for decades over the Hatch Act, for crying
out
loud. Send
her to Guantanamo.
Much ado about
nothing. Can we charge her as an enemy combatant? Can we do that? No, and it's kind of a side effect of, the election of Trump made a lot of people that maybe only partly paid attention to politics or didn't pay attention at all. Now, all of a sudden, they really care. They're really invested. They really can't believe Trump is president, and they don't like it. So they're learning all these things for the first time.
Right.
They don't know what the Hatch Act is.
The Hatch Act.
It was a huge violation of it, though.
People used to be hung over the Hatch Act. Crying out loud.
Can we stone her?
Hey, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, were you paying attention at all to the Sam Nunberg nonsense yesterday?
I was following when he was his interviewer. He might have been a little drunk.
Yeah. So there's a follow up.
I'm trying to couch my words. I'm a lawyer here. Nothing's been proven.
Allegedly drunk.
Yeah.
So out of the Huffington Post, the whole thing started when he said he was going to defy the Mueller subpoena, right?
Yeah.
So out of the Huffington Post, he says, Sam Nunberg says, wise MSNBC analyst convinced him not to defy Mueller subpoena. So now he's going, so wise to tell me that I could possibly go to jail if I went and did that. He needed a lawyer extraordinaire on the side.
There you go.
He needed someone giving him some good advice.
I wonder if he shows up to the interview with the special counsel drunk.
Right. One can only hope. He can talk about those bad approval numbers that CNN produced. Hey, while we got a lawyer in studio, there is a story out of the Associated Press. I'm curious what you think the validity of these claims are. An Oregon man has filed lawsuits. He did it on Monday, claiming that both Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart discriminated against the he's 20 years old, discriminated against him by refusing to sell him a rifle after they went and restricted gun sales to adults 21 and over in wake of the Florida high school massacre. Oregon law does allow residents to buy shotguns or rifles starting at age 18. Do you think he's got a legitimate sort of discrimination case here? And kind of on its surface?
It'll be interesting to see. You know, I'm familiar with, this is the kid, I think, that resigned or quit his job because he was like a gun sales clerk and can't buy the product that he was selling anymore. You know, this is going to get into an interesting issue because, you know, there's a lot of laws out there preventing against discrimination and prevention, you know, thwarting someone's civil rights. Well, the Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights. So I think we're going to see, this is not the first lawsuit we're going to see, challenging some of these private businesses that have decided to, you know, increase the age to buy a, you know, an AR-15.
Well, when we talked about it the first time, Drew correctly brought up, you know, we talk about all the nonsense and controversy that swirled around the Baker.
Right.
And while it's different, you know, in terms of we'd like the relationship that the guns have and gun ownership when it comes to the Constitution, but, you know, those were discrimination claims against those individuals.
Yeah.
And so the same argument there, in my opinion, and I think your opinion applies.
There's no consistency when it comes to people's feelings on discrimination. If it's, you know, asking a devout Christian Baker or caterer or whatever to cater a gay wedding or something that they may be opposed to,
photographer,
you know, can't do that. You're not allowed to discriminate there. But if it's asking, you know, a private business to stop selling guns to people that are legally allowed to purchase guns, suddenly we're all okay with it and we celebrate it.
Right.
There's no consistency whatsoever. It's the same thing. It's discrimination. That's
right,
all it is.
Right, right.
And I'm glad this guy filed the suit, not because I'm a fan of, you know, frivolous lawsuits, but it's making an important point.
I think we'll see this lawsuit likely, and there'll probably be some other ones against some of the other retailers that made this decision. In other jurisdictions, I think it ultimately will probably see in a, you know, few years this case will wind itself up its way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will ultimately, just like they've decided a lot of other issues with guns and the Second Amendment, they'll decide if whether or not a private business limiting access to firearms violates the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I am of the opinion philosophically that a business should be allowed to discriminate. They should be allowed to set their own policies. But I also think it needs to be consistent.
Yep, absolutely.
You just need to hang that sign, right? We reserve the right to refuse service.
Yeah,
doesn't that take care of it?
Anybody we want for any reason.
Yeah, that's what Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart should have done. Put the sign up.
We got a sign.
Next, there'll be a constant. There's to be a case for somebody suing for the right to walk into a, you know, an establishment with no shirt and no shoes.
That's for sure.
Excellent job, Sam. A stellar top five. And thank you, Lawyer Extraordinary Jeff
Thanks,
O'Brien,
man.
For popping in and sharing your expertise with us. We really appreciate it.
I was in the neighborhood, so.
As we get into the stories coming up, we got Jason, Representative Jason Lewis joining us just after 7:30. Next, though, keep in mind, as we talk about Minlars and the plans to try to fix Minlars wasn't broken when they decided to replace it. Just keep that in mind as we work through these stories coming up. Justice.